When an NCAA basketball tourney game ends, and a lot of people like to watch the highlights, that's not really breaking news in any way. But in a place like North Carolina, home to powerhouses like Duke and UNC, can you imagine how many people turn to their local news just waiting to hear all that sports verbiage about the big dance and some kind of swish to the rim? And now imagine all those people really bummed out. Buried in the rule books, the NCAA prohibits stations from showing highlights of some completed games if the other games are still in progress. Recently, that rule presented an interesting dilemma for the sports director of a local TV newscast in North Carolina, whose viewers want to know what happened to their Tar Heels and their Blue Devils. Here's what any clever sportscaster does. He borrowed his daughter's stuffed animals and reenacted the games himself.
The Blue Devils thriller with Belmont ended 2 hours ago, but there's this pesky NCAA regulation that says you can't show highlights of a game until all the games are over, so I'd be breaking the law if I showed you Duke highlights right now, unless I stole a couple of my daughter's dolls. Let's do this! Duke and Belmont, the doll version!
As you might expect, videos of the broadcast and other like it are making the rounds on YouTube. The man behind all of this joins us now. Penn Holderness is the sports director at NBC 17 in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hi, Penn.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, for the record, do you really use your kids' dolls?
About half of them, yes. The goal was given to us as a present for her first birthday, I don't know, a few months ago. So, without Lola's help, I don't think I could have done this.
And where did the other half come from? I'm frightened to ask.
I sent out a station-wide email saying I'm sick of this rule. Can I borrow some dolls? And of course, I got a lot of real smart alecky responses.
I'm sure you did. Very popular in the lunchroom. Hey, so when did the idea come to you?
Well, I did something similar when I was in Orlando working as a sports director there. There was the Orange Bowl was on. And the University of Florida was playing, and I found a guy who did the – you remember the old electric football games?
Sure.
Little vibrating, you know, so I used that. And back then there was no internet, so I didn't really get much response because no one was watching. As probably no one was watching the Carolina Duke highlights that I did because they were all watching basketball. I just kind of assume I can get away with this, whatever. And now there's this worldwide interweb, and everyone sees it.
Oh, the kids like the YouTube. They'll forward it around. So just basically, how do you illustrate highlights with a doll? I mean, is it – I noticed that they're not just your hands down on the floor making the stuffed frog – dribble down
yeah,
to the...
you kind of have to convince some of the floor directors, and I mean, you guys were probably some of the, I know Allison, you've worked in TV. Some of the, you know, one of the actual directors who was pre-taped was like, "Do you mind helping me out with some dolls?" And the guy's like, "This is not part of my job description."
Union, I need to get to the union handbook.
Right. Yeah. Thank goodness it's not a union station, because otherwise I would have been completely hosed. So.
All right, so this story is a little bit visual. So I'm going to play a bit of what these highlights sound like, and then I'm going to ask you to describe what it actually looked like. Let's play the highlights briefly.
Hansborough unstoppable in the first, going up for the dunk. Mountaineer defender terrified. You know what's going to happen. Oh, he gets smashed, and big dunk by Hansborough. 21 points in 26 minutes for him.
Okay, so who is the defender?
The defender was a little chicken, a little tiny little chicken that had a really scared look on its face that my producer, Michael Justice, found at a dollar store. It was perfect. And Tyler Hansborough was played by Jason Voorhees. And it was actually like...
Oh, a Jason doll with the whole mask, right?
Yeah, there was this goth chick at my station who has like life-size, not life-size, but very large Jason Voorhees dolls. And Mike Myers dolls, and she brought that by. And so his nickname is Psycho T, so it was ideal that we use Jason Voorhees. For those of you who don't know, that's the Jason from Friday the 13th.
All right. Anybody else involved there?
No, just Jason and the chicken on that particular highlight.
Well, that's the way it should be, just Jason and the chicken, of course.
I think there's a T-shirt that says that.
Have you, what's the response been?
I'm on NPR. I don't understand it. I mean, this is basically just an excuse to do something
We don't
stupid.
Either, Penn. We don't
Yeah, I mean,
either.
You guys are like the most sophisticated radio network on the planet, and this is the least sophisticated thing I've ever done. So I really don't get it.
Keeping it real here at the BPP.
Any negative feedback? I mean, people take their sports seriously
in
North
Carolina. Yeah, and I was expecting to get some. Once this went viral, I was expecting to get someone saying, "Hey, my Blue Devils, come on." But I haven't gotten any. I think people, you know... you got to give viewers some credit. I think that they see the same highlights all the time, and I think they appreciate the imagination, whether it's positive or negative, for their particular team. I mean, apparently it's on some Belmont website, and they liked it.
You think this is going to become a regular shtick?
No.
No,
I can't do that. I mean, it would get old really fast.
You're not going to do it again? You are going to do it again. Come on.
Tonight I am, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I think when the need presents itself. You know, like tonight we can't show highlights again, and Carolina's playing in the Sweet 16. It's a huge game.
You can't have Christmas every day, Penn. You have to save it.
Exactly.
Would you promise, Penn, to send us the clips of what you do tonight?
Sure.
So we can put it on our website?
Absolutely.
Our erudite, elegant, eloquent website?
Yeah, nice.
All right.
I'll try to fit in the word erudite somewhere too.
Excellent. Penn Holderness, sports director at NBC 17 in Raleigh, North Carolina. Good luck tonight out there.
Thank you.
That was fun. That would entertain me far more than it should. Far, far more than it should. I love this show. A profile of Muqtada al-Sadr and a bug-eyed dollar chicken doing sports highlight.
Hey, that is
what the Bryant Park Project is all about. The BPP is directed by Ian Chillag, edited by Trish McKinney, produced by Matt Martinez. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Don't go away, though. We're always online at npr.org/TheBryantPark. Actually, not the. Take out the article. Just /Bryant Park. And this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.